This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Maine Secretary of State sent a letter to Vice President Pence and Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach saying that the documents of the Voting Integrity Commission convened and disbanded by Trump found no evidence of voter fraud, saying it's calling into the darkness. State Department estimates that some 40,000 Americans participate in the International Visitor Leadership Program, IVLP. In 2017, the State Department's Educational and Cultural Affairs Department spent about $18,000 per participant, much of which went back into Americans' pockets. The unemployment rate for workers without a high school education has fallen to 5.1% as economic progress finally trickles down to these workers. Australia's four largest banks control more than 75% of the country's lending, deposit, and credit card businesses, according to reports that say consumers are badly hurt by this over-concentration. Transportation now accounts for one-third of America's carbon dioxide emissions, surpassing power plants as the largest source, and vehicle emissions have been steadily rising over the past few years. Besieged dictators once could flee their countries in exile, but since the arrest of General Pinochet in Britain from Argentina in 1998, it has gotten harder for them to believe that there is a flight alternative. Oregon and some other western states have a taxpayer-funded program that compensates ranchers for livestock killed by predators, offsetting some of the direct costs ranchers bear. This should make them more comfortable with wolves and others. Investigators are finding abuse of the program, though, as ranchers try to claim any losses and ascribe them to predators. Cheating on high school leaving exams got so bad in Mauritania and Algeria this year that authorities turned off the internet for the entire country during the exams. Surveys carried out over 20 years by Chinese researchers found that the proportion of Chinese men who admit to having hired a prostitute doubled to around 1 in 7 in the decade ending in 2015. A federal judge has ruled that the criminal court in Orleans Parish, which has the same boundaries as New Orleans, cannot jail anyone for failing to pay fines and fees without a neutral hearing. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.